Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2598. Should you borrow money from friends or family? By Amanda Cruz of womenwhomoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right into today's post and continue optimizing your life. Should you borrow money from friends or family? By Amanda Cruz of womenwhomoney.com. Have an unexpected expense? Between jobs? Don't have quite enough money saved for a down payment on a home? Whatever the reason, if you're in a tight financial situation, you might consider borrowing money from family or friends. But should you borrow money from friends or family? There is more than money to consider before you ask loved ones to help you out. When money's involved in a relationship, feelings of resentment, trust issues, and differences in opinion can result. Besides, about half of those who borrow money from those they're closest to never pay back everything they borrow. It's understandable why many people don't recommend loaning money to friends and relatives. Not only are the loans not likely to get repaid, but it can cause relationships to deteriorate. Yet it's possible to make it work. When everyone involved on the loan is open and honest, everything is spelled out, you have a good relationship, and you have a signed agreement, it can work. So, should you borrow money from friends or family? The answer is, it depends. Deciding whether to borrow money from family or your bestie is a difficult decision. It depends on the situation and your relationship with the person from which you borrow. Explore your options, and if you decide to borrow money, take every step to do it the right way from the start. Look at all of your options first. Consider all of your alternatives and borrowing options before asking friends or family for a loan. There might be ways to address your financial situation without borrowing from the loved ones in your life. Alternative options. Cut expenses wherever possible. Create a budget and stick to it. Get a side gig or second job. Ask for a raise. Negotiate your current financial obligations, interest rates, and repayment terms with your existing lenders. Check for personal loan options at banks and financial institutions. And check several banks to see if they have a unique loan program to fit your needs. Pros of borrowing money from loved ones. Number one, more flexible terms. You can work out the details of the terms of the loan with your friend or family member. Compared to a bank, you could have a more flexible repayment schedule, interest rate, down payment, or loan length. And number two, fewer hoops to jump through. With the bank, you'll have to fill out an application, provide proof of income, supply financial statements, have a good credit history, and more. Your friend or family member may want evidence you can repay the loan. Still, they aren't as likely to have the stringent requirements of a financial institution. Cons of borrowing money from friends or family. Number one, causes stress. If you're asking a friend or family member for a loan, you're already under some degree of financial stress. Add to that the fact that you're asking someone close to you for a loan, and you have social stress too. Number two, it can be hard on relationships. When you add a financial transaction to a relationship, it shifts the dynamics. While it's possible for the relationship to continue or even flourish, there's no guarantee. If the money causes resentment, guilt, or shifts the balance of power too much, it's ripe for contention. Number three, tax implications for the lender. With the proper documentation, reporting the loan to the IRS is simple. But if the interest payments aren't reported, it can open the lender up to scrutiny in the case of a tax audit. And number four, it could become a financial burden for your friends or family. Your loved ones might need the money you borrow sooner than you can repay it. If you borrow, do it right. Number one, don't borrow if it will cause hardship for your friend or family member. Though you shouldn't be nosy about your lender's financial situation, make sure they can actually afford to make the loan. Out of love, Grandma Jean will probably offer to lend you money even if she can't afford it. Number two, prove you can repay the loan. You should provide your friend or family member with details about the loan and your financial situation. Explain what you will use the money for and prove that you can pay them back. Be prepared to show them your budget or finances and/or offer collateral as proof that you will follow through with repayment. Number three, put your repayment plan in writing. Include specific information on the terms of the loan. How long will you take to pay back the loan? What will your exact payments be? What day of the month will you make the payment? How much interest will you pay? When will you pay the loan in full? And what happens if you can't make a payment? Will you pay a late fee? Always pay at least enough interest to keep up with inflation. Number four, sign a promissory note. State everything in writing, make sure everyone agrees, and have everyone sign the promissory note. Everyone involved should get a copy of the agreement. If there are any questions later, reference the signed contract. Number five, make payments on time, every time. Just because you're borrowing from someone you have a close relationship with doesn't mean you should let payments slide. Remember, your friend or family member was gracious enough to lend you the money. They were doing you a favor. Your relationship should be your top priority. Maintain that relationship by keeping your word. If you can, set up a reoccurring repayment from your bank account to the person who lent you the money. Number six, document repayment of the loan. The lender will have to report the interest payments as income on their taxes. Tracking and documenting repayment of the loan is critical, not only for tax purposes, but for keeping track of the remaining balance. And number seven, make your relationship a priority. Don't let your financial agreement interfere with the relationship. Maintain your relationship as you did before you borrowed money. Continue to celebrate birthdays and holidays. Meet for coffee or drinks and have fun together. If you don't think this is possible, then you shouldn't take the loan in the first place. Final thoughts on borrowing money from important people in your life. The decision of whether to borrow money from friends or family is a tough one. Under the right circumstances, it can work, but personal loans from loved ones should be a last resort. If you decide to borrow the money, take all the steps to do it right and make it fair for everyone involved. Be honest, establish every detail in writing, follow through on your word, and make the relationship a priority. You just listened to the post titled, "Should You Borrow Money from Friends or Family?" by Amanda Cruz of womenwhomoney.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. As with many questions when it comes to money, the answer is often, it depends. There are very few hard, fast rules when it comes to money. The only ones that immediately come to mind are spend less than you earn, don't buy whole life insurance, and don't participate in an MLM. Everything else is up for debate in my book, including borrowing from or lending money to loved ones. If I were ever to loan money to friends or family, it would be because I didn't see another way out for them. And it wouldn't be my first solution. Before I handed someone money, I would first spend my time and energy trying to help them find other resources and/or encourage them to find other creative solutions. If it became clear that there weren't any better options, I would set up an agreement and expectations on payment from them. But I would also quietly consider it a gift and never follow up on that money. I would never loan money to loved ones that I really needed back because the odds are not in my favor. If they pay it back, great. But if not, I can easily let it go because I know relationships are more important than money. I've been very fortunate in that I've never needed to borrow money from friends or family. But if I did, I'd go to someone who I was sure had way more money than they need, who knows me really well, and knows that I wouldn't ask unless it was 100% necessary. And then I would haul ass to pay it back quickly. But that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Thursday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.